Arkansas Casino Initiative shatters funding records. The Arkansas Ballot Initiative, Issue 2, has drawn historic levels of campaign funding, with contributions for and against the Pope County casino license surpassing $30 million. As reported by the Arkansas Ethics Commission, $17.6 million of the $30 million poured into the campaign for Issue 2 was contributed by local voters in charge. The coalition is led and funded by the Choctaws. On the opposing side, Cherokee Nation Businesses, CNBS Investing in Arkansas has spent $12.5 million, while the Arkansas Canvassing Compliance Committee added $776,575 to the mix. Issue 2 financial investments dwarf spending in other campaigns and rank among the most expensive initiative campaigns in Arkansas. A recreational marijuana initiative, $12.4 million, and the 2018 casino legalization effort, $9.7 million, previously held the top spots, but the Pope County license battle has surpassed their combined total of $22.1 million. Voters to decide Pope County's casino's fate. Arkansas's Issue 2 breaks from the norm as it seeks to revoke an already awarded casino license rather than authorize new gaming expansion. At stake is the license granted to CNB on June 27 by the Arkansas Racing Commission. CNB plans to develop the $300 million Legends Resort and Casino, located approximately 75 miles northwest of Little Rock. Following the 2018 voter-approved legalization of casinos in four Arkansas counties, three are now operational, but Pope County's casino project has been plagued by years of setbacks and challenges. Since CNB took over as developer, the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma has become its primary adversary, likely due to its own casino interests along the Oklahoma-Arkansas border. After overcoming earlier legal challenges, the fate of CNB's casino project now rests with Arkansas voters. If approved, Issue 2 would remove the Pope County casino license from the state constitution and require local voter approval for future casino licenses.